slipping into shock, using all my strength just to keep my head above the choppy waters of the Pacific Ocean, I couldn't muster up the energy to climb back on board the boat. I just clung onto the ladder, making a sound quite similar to a shouting goat. You know, "Argh!" The tour guide leaned over the side and called out, "Up you get. Come on, nearly there. You'll be fine," in a chirpy but anxious tone. The one you'd use to coax an aging relative back into the nursing home. I couldn't move. She climbed down the ladder and hauled me up on deck herself, tiny and all as she was. I lay there for a minute, curled up like a fern, a vomiting fern. "Are you pregnant?" she asked, and I shook my head. "It's just that dolphins are the midwives of the sea, and it seemed like they were trying to help you."
"No, they weren't," I said, coughing up seawater and my lunch. "They were trying to kill me."
You see, I once swam with wild dolphins off the coast of New Zealand. If I told you that much and nothing else, how would that statement make me sound? Aren't I a chill girl, a surfer, not just on the waves, but on life itself? Someone who just goes with the flow, happy wherever. A lithe beauty, laughing in the flickering light of a campfire. Ankle bracelets glinting, sun-bleached head of hair thrown back. Don't I love nature? Treasure all the creatures of the sea and commune with Mother Earth as seamlessly as a sunflower, as fluently as a fish. I would love for that to be the case, but that's absolutely not the case. It's dead wrong. It's purely aspirational and does not match the truth, not even a little bit. Here on dry land, I blunder around the place, making mistakes all day long, misunderstanding others, managing to over and underestimate my own motivations and capabilities as I go about this endlessly tricky business of being a regular human being. So why should I be any different under the sea, particularly when I'm surrounded by dolphins, the most malevolent creatures known to man? At that time, I was coming to the end of a 3-month stint of comedy festivals throughout Australia and New Zealand. I ask you again, how does that statement make me sound? I'd say like a world traveller, a touring artist, shuttling between airplanes and hotels and theatres with a host of funny and charming friends, taking things global. There is some truth to that, of course. I was getting opportunities to work and travel that I had never dreamed of. I mean that. It was never my dream to stay in a hotel in Bundaberg with an older English comic who closed the show every night with a routine that never failed to bring the house down, comparing his child's birth and wife's body during said birth as akin to watching his favourite pub burn down. I just kind of followed along a string of various successes and failures and found myself here. I was on the road, a job coveted by many, but one I never quite chose. And this was the reality. Lots of checking in to flights, hotels and venues. Lots of time spent with people I'd never voluntarily choose to spend time with. And plenty of bewildered, if not hostile, audience members who were waiting for the big, loud boys they preferred. Now please understand, there were occasional bursts of magic too. Like the time I saw electric green frogs hopping around in a thunderstorm outside the theatre in Cannes. Or the time in Wellington when I felt like the audience and I merged consciousness when I was discussing the merits of pineapple upside down cake. Perhaps it was one of those gems, some bewitching nugget of connection and magic, that I was hunting for that fateful day I booked myself on a tour to swim with dolphins. I doubt that, though. I believe that it was something a little more mundane. It was a laziness on my behalf, a reluctance to figure out my own dream, and attacking on to other people's dreams that made me decide I simply had to swim with dolphins. All my life, I've meandered around, wondering what I should do with myself. Aside from getting champagne in your eye or being snapped at by your pet toucan, bemoaning a lack of purpose is the most privileged problem in the known universe, so I won't drone on about it. Suffice to say that when my friends dreamed of moving to Paris or running the Grand Canyon or having a baby with Jake Gyllenhaal and set about achieving those dreams by respectively learning French, running, and finding a different brown-haired guy, I peered into my own future and saw only fog.